Yeah, and I like them because, I mean, I'm used to the, you know, they don't do a lot of that out here in Vegas.
they don't have to.
No, they don't. But as far as, you know, the new sports books that have risen up here in the last couple of years, they're all about special promotions like that. They want to get you in the door, so to say. So be careful with that. But I do like the creativity that they've you know, done with a lot of these. Again, haven't seen that. And I would think that they should still do that here in Vegas. But I've always said the sportsbook operators and managers here are a little lazy.
LSU and the Aggies game. Remember last time they played in College Station, it was, what, 7 overtimes? I don't necessarily suggest that's going to happen again, but your thoughts here.
Yeah, it's not. it is. You know, Texas A&M is a 2-touchdown favorite. It's deserved. Not a high-value pick for me. Again, it's right at my power ratings. I do find it interesting. I mean, if you followed along here, I mean, since A&M kind of joined the SEC, I mean, they're 1-8 against LSU, so they have typically struggled against the Tigers. But, you know, two teams, two programs kind of heading in opposite directions, at least for 2020. LSU very fortunate to win last week, even against a shorthanded Arkansas team. And, you know, my only hang-up with backing A&M is, you know, we haven't seen them for a couple weeks. Just as they were starting to hit their stride, and we saw their most dominant performance against South Carolina in their last game. Sometimes, you know, having some time off when you're a team that's hitting your stride can be a negative, Bill. So I can tell you this, if it climbs and I would expect the money to come in on A&M on game day, I would probably lean with LSU plus 14.5.
Oklahoma, a team you have been talking about as far as their ascension the last several weeks, handled Bedlam with very little fight back, if you will. Now they got to go to West Virginia. Now I've got here, and again, this site's not the most accurate, minus 11, Oklahoma. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's about where it's at, Oklahoma. If you're doing a consensus line, 10.5-point road favorite right here. I lean Sooners. It's just not a big bet for me. Like, I've had a couple of other bets on Oklahoma here in recent weeks, and it's more out of respect out of West Virginia. I mean, and especially West Virginia's defense. I mean, we're talking Big 12 here, but yet the West Virginia defense allowing 274 yards per game and 18 points per game. I mean, those are, you don't get those numbers too often in Big 12 play. They're off a bye. They've covered 3 straight, West Virginia. So, I mean, I'd love to continue to ride the OU money train here, but I don't think it's a high-value pick here to back the Sooners this weekend. It would be a kind of a pizza bet on OU.
Gary Joe Collins up in Kentucky. And he's a Kentucky fan, but he says, Brad, Bama hung 63 on the Cats and let up. He says, how many is Florida going to put up Saturday? Mullen is the coach that lost the streak. He says, I can't help but think he'll run it sky high if he gets a chance. He says, I'm seeing the Gators minus 23.5.
That's a big number. Keep in mind, Alabama was favored by 30 last week at home. So you tell me, Alabama, I mean, if you just do the differences and right, start, you know, comparing lines, I mean, Alabama minus 7 against Florida would be cheap for me. So I think the fact that Kentucky was so awful last week, that is built into this number with Florida being a 23-point favorite. Here's what I bet. If you do think Florida is going to lay it on Kentucky, I'd prefer the over. I took a really good number on Sunday, 57.5 on the over. It's up to 16.5. I'd still lean that way. I do think Kentucky struggles to stop Florida, but I'm also not a big fan of this Florida defense, even though they've shown some improvements here in recent weeks.
JT Daniels made his debut against Mississippi State and put up 400-plus yards passing, couldn't run the ball very much. Mississippi State, though, moved the ball on them a lot more than I thought. That Georgia-South Carolina game, Georgia's favored by 21.
Yeah, I mean, I was stunned by Georgia's performance kind of at the line of scrimmage on the run game and defensively. I mean, I thought Mississippi State struggled to score 14 points. I mean, I was going to be kind of surprised if Mississippi State scored 14 points. So the fact that that was a 24-24 game, I was I was shocked, to say the least. I'm not willing to lay 21.5 here. I know South Carolina's got an interim coach, but guess what? That interim coach, this game means a lot to Mike Bobo. Played at Georgia, was a longtime offensive coordinator there. I know South Carolina's 2-6, but they've had really just two bad performances this season. Came against A&M, came against LSU. If you look at their other six games, they played to expectation, if not have exceeded expectation. I'm not in the business of laying 21.5 with this Georgia team. They haven't been able to put it together. Maybe this week they do, Bill, but offensively, defensively, run game, whatnot, they just haven't had a game where it's all, you know, come together for them, or at least lately. And I'm not sure that it does here.
As we know, there will be no Apple Cup. So Utah and Washington have now matched up. Utah has played a game, lost that game, and Huskies are 2-0. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, Washington last week, I was, you know, impressed. I mean, they led Arizona 37-0, Arizona got 300 yards in the fourth quarter, so that's misleading. Usually would create some value towards the Washington side. Meanwhile, Utah turnovers were a big issue for them, and as expected. I mean, their first game of the season. I think that if they clean that up, the last I saw, and only one book had it up, had Washington favored by 6.5. That seemed a little steep for me, but what I did bet, I bet under 53.5 is that total. I haven't seen this line posted at a bunch of books yet, but I'll be looking maybe to lean more towards the under here between these two teams.
Rob in the 210 on Twitter. Ask Brad, is there any value on ECU as a home dog versus SMU?
I prefer the over, just because if you've watched these two teams play the last couple of years, I mean, the last five meetings have gone over the total with an average of 84 total points scored in those games. I think ECU's game last week is probably a little bit misleading. They took advantage of a Temple team that was playing with a fifth-string walk-on quarterback. So I think they're probably getting a little too much credit there. Don't see much value with the side. SMU's a 12.5-point favorite. But if you do have to get involved, I would lean over 67.5.
How about the, I guess you can't call it the Civil War anymore, but the Oregon State game? They stopped that this year.
Yeah, another thing gone by the wayside in 2020. 13.5 is Oregon's favored by, and I got to tell you, Bill, the most disappointing game that I bet last week was the Ducks against UCLA. Laid 13.5 with Oregon. That line closes 18.5. I bet it before the Dorian Thompson-Robinson news hit and the market moved 5 points. And I'm here to tell you, Bill, Oregon should have lost that game outright. I mean, they've nearly lost the game outright despite the fact they're playing a backup quarterback and they were +3 in turnovers. So that's got me a little shook on the Oregon side. So I would lean Oregon State. But I'm going to wait and see if I can get a 14. If you shop real hard now, you can. I would lean with the Beavers here. Again, Oregon, I don't know what that was last week. I downgraded them several points in my power rankings after that one.
Cincinnati was ranked number 7 in that initial release last night. Is there reason for hope there for them, or is it too early?
They need help. I don't have a real big problem with them ranked 7th either. I mean, I got Cincinnati 10th in a Vegas power rating, like who would be favored over who on a neutral, so I mean, that's as high as I've had any group of five team ever in a power rating this time of year. Yeah, they're just going to need some help. I mean, by help, they need Notre Dame probably to win out, beat Clemson, knock them out. Alabama can knock out Florida. Maybe A&M can get an upset loss there. I mean, I can tell you this. There is kind of a path, but they need a lot of things to happen and go their way. But I certainly think with that number 7 ranking, there is a path for the Bearcats to actually break through here.
One more break, and we'll finish it up with Brad on this Wednesday. Again, we're off Thursday, Friday. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Couple more minutes with Brad here, and we'll let him out the door. Thanksgiving will be off tomorrow. We're off Friday, too, so that's why Brad is with us. Southern Cal and maybe the surprising Colorado Buffaloes, both teams undefeated, 1-2-0. Southern Cal is 3-0, and they're favored by about 11.5 is what I have.
I mean, pure power rating for me says USC is the play, but, you know, keep in mind when we're still relatively early in both of these teams' seasons, a lot of that power rating is still, you know, based off of previous years. And I got to tell you, Colorado's really impressed me so far. I mean, back-to-back outright upsets. They did have last week's game canceled. USC, even though they're 3-0, I haven't been wowed by the Trojans. I mean, a couple of final-minute wins over the Arizona schools, and last week, I mean, they're +3 turnovers against Utah. This is one where, even though I have a power rating and, a lot of it's formulaic, I'll disagree with that formula here. I mean, from what I've seen so far, I think the Buffs are the play here, so lean Colorado for me.
Clemson's favored by 24 over Pittsburgh. Now, Joe Public may be right here, but I'll speak for Joe Public. Clemson's hadn't played in quite some time. Pretty Boy hadn't played. They get down to Tallahassee. It's Saturday morning. Find out that thing's canceled. Dabo's been popping off all week about it. They're really, really mad, and they're going to run it up on Pitt. That's Joe Public. You tell me if they're asking for it by thinking that way.
Market disagrees. I mean, the money's come in on Pitt. I mean, it was 26.5, and now it looks like it wants to drop to like 23.5 at a couple of sharper spots to bet. So, yeah, Public's at least against the market at this point. So if you want to bet Clemson, I'd wait. You're going to get a better number. What I do like, I like the over. Reading a little bit here, doesn't look like Clemson's going to get all the defensive starters back yet. The four straight of their games have gone over. Pitt is banged up and is nowhere near what we thought defensively, like we thought coming into the season. And we've, even without Kenny Pickett for a few games, I mean, we've seen six straight Pitt games go over, and now Kenny Pickett's back and healthy. He threw for 400 yards last week. I think the total's cheap at 55. Probably right now, it'd be my favorite totals play of the week, over 55 Pitt Clemson.
Brad, the Vanderbilt-Missouri game got pieced together, and of course Tennessee said we can't play the game. That's been postponed. Now Vanderbilt, which was going to have senior day at home in front of very few people, as we know, but now they got to go to Columbia, Missouri and play at 11 a.m. What's the thinking there?
A tough spot, obviously, for Vanderbilt, but it's reflected in the line. It's like 14.5. It looks like it wants to go higher, so I'll wait. And why am I waiting? Even though it's a tough spot for Vanderbilt here, I'll tell you what. I know they haven't won a game, but they have not quit on the season, the Commodores. They've covered three straight games. They've almost won a couple of those games. They are playing their best ball of the season. And I'm just, with Missouri's offense right now, and they've exceeded expectations in their first year under the Eli Drinkwitz. But I think offensively they leave a lot to be desired, at least at this point. And I'm just not anxious to be laying more than two touchdowns. So Vanderbilt will be the play for me.
Brad, tell everybody out the door here how they can get your information.
Yeah, you can go to bradpowersports.com. Make sure you're clicking on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, check out my newsletter. You can download past issues of it for free. You like what you see. It's college football. It's the NFL. It's through the Super Bowl. You get it emailed to you weekly. You get my picks. You get the write-ups on every single game. $49 through the Super Bowl. Make sure you're clicking on that Bill King tab, though, at the top page of bradpowersports.com.
Brad, have a good one, sir. See you next week.
Right back at you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill, and your family.
There you go. Good to have Brad with us. We got all those people in. We very, I mean, we don't have shows where